Welcome to another episode of Erp Chirp, a podcast by Albertans, about Albertans, but for all Erpers. I'm Erica Ensign.
I'm Annette Weirstrom.
And I'm Kirsten Gork.
And we just watched season 3, episode 1, Blood Red and Going Down.
What?
If this is your first time joining us, welcome. We are three Albertans who just love the poop out of this show. And want to give you an Albertan-centric perspective on it. We watch the episode, we record about the episode, we don't take notes. This is flashcast style. And so we may forget a few names here and there, but there will be an awful lot of squee.
Always.
Always.
So squee. Much. Mm-hmm. Squee.
Yeah, and there's possibly some screaming. There was a lot of screaming while we were watching this episode,
for sure.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of sexy things.
sexy yeah. Fog.
Sexy fog, sexy vampires.
Man.
Little Euro trash.
Yeah. All the glamored characters got all super sexy.
Right?
It's like, ooh.
Officer Hot was looking hot.
She was.
Her
holy.
Hair.
Right?
And the scene where she knocked out Winona with a bottle, yeah. I was just like, I just wanted to stare at her hair.
I just wanted to like touch it.
Right?
And then Winona's hair when they did her up and like teased the hell out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was also a whole different kind of sexy,
especially with that dress.
Yeah, and I remember that look from the trailer for season 3, and I was like,
yes,
what is going on with her hair?
It's amazing.
Oh,
I'm kind of glad to know she didn't do that to herself, though.
Yeah,
it's not Winona's hair.
No.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like the kind of thing that she would pick herself. Not like a horse with a really great stylist. Was there was no Waverly set up her hair in last season?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do think Jeremy, though, given his druthers, would dress like that all the time.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
He was adorable.
So much fun.
Adorkable, I would go so far as to say.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. I think that suits.
You know how even after the vampire who had glamored him was killed, he was still sad.
Yeah, he's like, I think he actually liked me.
Oh, Jer-Bear.
And he was so excited to maybe get to first base.
Like, aim high.
I just
love him. And okay, can we talk about the mustaches?
Yeah.
Everyone has mustaches now.
Yeah,
because
I was expecting Waverly and Nicole to show up with mustaches.
I didn't. Did Nedley? He's always had a bit of scruff, but it was hard for me to tell if he has like a full mustache. Maybe he'll be next.
I don't think any more than he ever has previously. So it's not like. Dolls and like it's Winona Earp and the mustache brigade.
I know, because I was expecting it from Jeremy because of the trailer, mm-hmm. but not from Dolls, which just made us all laugh quite hard.
Oh, it was great. It was such a great reveal too, where he pulls down his little ski mask.
Yep. Where at first you don't even know it's him, and then so we start off with just Nicole and Waverly being adorable, talking about a gun.
Yep.
Because
rooftop sort of stakeout type thing.
Mm-hmm. But was it Russian
precision?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Assassin.
Something or other.
Yep. Yeah, that was very cute. It made me happy to see them getting along so well, because last season there were some ups and downs,
which they did address a little later in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
And jokingly so.
Yes.
Which is nice, because they've clearly moved past it, if you can joke about it.
Exactly. Yep. When they're all snuggled up in bed and mm-hmm. under soft, fuzzy blankets. It's just like, yeah, that's an Alberta winter.
Right? Totally.
Emergency extra blankets.
She's wearing, Waverly was wearing lots of fuzzy things throughout the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Although her pajamas were like little silky.
She was sleeping with
straps.
Her girlfriend.
Well, that's the thing, right? It's just, it's not, doesn't work for the Alberta winter. But if
you'll know,
with
they're settled when
it.
She's wearing proper flannel again.
Yep.
Yep.
Totally. But you know, with enough blankets on top, you can wear anything you want to bed, really.
Not me. I get too cold.
No, flannel. I just want to be warm.
You need some flannel sheets.
I do have flannel sheets.
Oh my God.
I have so many flannel sheets. Wow, listeners, you're learning all about my poor circulation and how Kirsten is always cold.
Yeah, this is a great place for you to live.
I know, right? I didn't really choose it. It just happened. But I do like it for the most part.
Very nice.
But it does get cold. Not today.
Mm-hmm. No,
it's
today was
cold.
It was almost a scorcher.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen who live, you know, below the 40th parallel.
It was today over was not a scorcher. 20 degrees Celsius.
It's like 28.
28 is 82 for those of you listening in the States.
Well, look at you doing conversions. I can't do that.
I only know that because 2.8 and 8.2 are flipped around.
Oh,
ooh, pro tip.
Trixie.
Yes. Yeah, that's what happens when you move up here from the States. You just learn like a few ones that are easy to do. Like it's exactly the same at 40 below.
I was going to say mm-hmm. that zone I do know, minus 40. It's the same z's.
Yep. And then we had Winona kicking ass with Dolls' help and Jeremy popping up with a sign.
So excited to be contributing.
Yep. And then Doc coming in with his knife. Like I felt that like that was a lovely opening sequence. To get us started.
Yeah. You had Winona blowing off some steam on the mechanical bull.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And a nice little fight with the revenants.
Yeah. And we had seen the bull in the trailer. So it was kind of nice to just get that out of the way.
Yes.
Like, yeah, that's where it is.
And I think it was a nice stepped re-entry for all the characters. So we start with Winona and Waverly and Nicole. And then you slowly get the other characters coming in.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. And you get Nedley, welcoming vampires.
I was like, what was that, though? And then he was sort of like weirdly cute.
He so was. He wanted them to think that he was fashionable and cool. And
with his,
yeah,
Mr. Darcy scarf. Necktie.
Oh, I loved all those Jane Austen references. And that Waverly like did not let it go. She kept trying to explain it.
Yes.
And then what did she say? Come on. I don't know if she said Charlotte or Emily Bronte. I just remember she said
Emily.
Emily Bronte. Waverly's like, no.
Jane Austen.
Jane Austen.
Which I think
come on.
Kirsten and I were saying in unison.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Doing it wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I just, it felt like coming home. Kind of.
It did,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's some sad things going on too, especially with Doc.
Oh, yeah.
Like he is obviously struggling with Alice, and obviously Winona is too in their own ways. But he had that scene in the bar where he woke up from, I'm presuming, a nap since he doesn't seem to be sleeping, and it like he's having flashbacks to being in hell. And has he told, he told Bobo, but Bo he hasn't told anyone else on the team what happened to him.
At least as far as we know, because sounds like we've jumped 4 months in time.
That's true.
19 weeks.
That's right. And he said 19 weeks, and I was going, oh, but that's how they measure babies at that age is 19 weeks, not
so he's
months.
Probably back on the Wikipedia, like looking at child development and trying to figure out like
where little Alice is at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh,
that is rough. And so the scene after Waverly gets out of bed and checks on them and finds out they've been fighting all night. You know, at first you're thinking it's just Winona because she's so driven, because she's so upset about this, but it's that, yes, but it's also at the end after Doc leaves, she says to Waverly, like, he won't touch me unless we're fighting, and he won't talk to me unless he's angry. So I keep him fighting and angry. So she was doing it not just to keep herself going, but because she wanted more contact with Doc, and oh my God, that broke my heart.
It did. Yeah. Well, and just, you know, being a man of 130 years ago, I don't think they were trained much in expressing emotion.
Yeah, probably not.
No.
Yeah. And you have so much to deal with because he didn't really necessarily get to have a choice about what happened to Alice. I don't know that he wouldn't have made a different choice, but it was presented to him as a done deal at the end of the season.
It's true.
Yeah. And I mean, and he didn't know for a while if it was even his daughter. So then to have kind of all of that fell down on him at the same time. Like, this is your daughter. Yes, she's going away.
Yeah. And he lost on his eternal
lover.
Agelessness.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was going to say his lover. I thought you were talking about Rosita.
Well, he lost her too.
He lost her too. She betrayed all of them. But you're right. Yeah, he lost his longevity.
Yep. So, yeah. So he's been through. And then he went to hell.
Yeah.
And or technically he went to hell before some of that, but ooh, yeah, that's rough. And then he got tortured in this episode
by somebody that he knows. What was her name again?
Contessa.
Contessa.
So I don't know if that's her name or that's her title, if she was a Contessa of,
or is it a, you know, title but not a title, like official. They did say they were from Europe though, right?
Yeah. Well, some of them were.
Some but of them she were. Clearly must have been. And does that mean, well, I guess she's a vampire. She could have been around 130 years ago.
So she must have known him at some point when Doc was still what was it, like stealing and
screwing his way through the frontier.
Well, yeah. And it kind of, that just, it did make me think maybe she had something to do with the brothel. Mm-hmm. And having the Comtesse as your brothel name.
Yeah, that would totally
and
work.
And he would have definitely have been in the thick of that.
In the thick of it.
Well put.
So, well put.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, I think with all the glamoring going on, we had been complaining in the trailer that everyone was kissing the wrong people. It's like, oh, if there's glamoring, maybe this explains all the weird kissing in the trailer.
Yep.
Or at least part of it, but it's
not as much. Not as much as we thought, though, because
they clean those vampires out like nobody's business.
It was so much fun.
It felt to me very, very Winona Earp, the show, not the character, because so often, you know, there's misdirection going on. You think, oh my God, these vampires, that's going to be the big bad for this season. They're going to come in, they're going to glamour everybody and look at all of them. And, you know, we get to the scene at the gardener's house where everything's pink and sexy and there's pretty lights. And I want a birthday party that looks just like that.
And note that next year.
And you think, man, you know, shit is going down and this is where it all starts. But no, this is where it all ends.
Yeah, they just, you know, break apart some chairs and kick some ass.
And it was so just like invigorating and satisfying. It was just like, it was exactly what I needed, but I didn't know I needed it until it was happening.
Yeah. Well, I think we were all cheering.
Yeah,
and like Nedley gets in on the action.
Yes, there was literal applause. It was a good time. We were hooting and hollering. If you don't have a chance to watch this with other people, like try to get to a watch party somewhere because it's just so much fun. This show,
yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Jeremy. Did Jeremy kill any of the vampires, or was
he
just sad?
No, I think
he's
too busy falling in love with all of them.
Well,
every time one of them got killed.
Wasn't his vampire one of the last ones killed?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, he was
glamored for the longest.
Glam jamming it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And Nicole gets momentarily re-glamored, and then Waverly is
like, not my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great.
So good. Actually, for a moment, it looked like, while they were all still glamored, for a moment, it looked like Nicole might be almost shaking herself out of it.
Well,
which ties in, I think, to the end of the episode.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. She said, I'm a survivor, not a victim.
And then she says, I'm a survivor. I'm the survivor, which I thought was a weird turn of phrase until we get to the end of the episode.
Where she, thinks she might have been a survivor of a Bolshar cult attack.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we've never seen anything about her family or where she comes from or her history.
Nope,
so
nothing.
She was married. That's all we know.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. We know she's not from right there, like she moved to Purgatory because Nedley like sought her out and wanted her because she had good grades or whatever. Or did he? Maybe he knew something.
Maybe when she was really struck by the whole murder scene Pussy Willow, so maybe that was bringing up memories that she didn't necessarily know she had until that moment.
Specifically
the symbol carved into somebody's back or stomach.
So like the bodies I think were all laid out in that symbol, and then one particular body had it carved in, and that was the moment, like when she saw that was the moment that she broke and had to go to the bathroom and have a panic attack until she fell in love with a vampire named Petra.
Yes. Can't blame a girl.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't. Hmm. So interesting. And also, I would like to just say that in the last episode of season two, I called it, because if you recall, I said that that Nicole was looking through the file about the Bolshar cult, and the eye contact that she made with Dolls made me think that nobody else knew about it, that she hadn't told anybody else. And yes, my suspicions were confirmed.
Yes.
So woo. Yeah. I wish we should actually bring out my bell. So next time something like that happens,
that would be so fun.
10 points, 10 points for me.
And I get 5 because I knew that the creepy Voldemort-y guy from the trailers was Bolshar.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
Definitely.
Sticking gross walnut things in people's mouths.
Like,
face when that happened. Oh gosh. I don't think I've ever seen you make a face like that. You're like, I don't want it.
I don't want it in my mouth.
I just don't shove things in my mouth.
No.
Ooh.
There's
that
song. I don't know if it's Canadian, but they're little puppets and they're like, don't you put it in your mouth till you ask someone you love. If it's okay to eat, it's not okay to eat. Don't eat it.
Don't eat it.
I'm not familiar with that song, so it might be Canadian.
Mm-hmm. We'll look it up. We can add it to the show notes.
Very important Canadian content.
Potentially. Yep. I don't know if it's actually Canadian.
Actually, really good casting, I think, for Polshar, because we didn't get to see him in the previous season. We just saw some eyes opening. From the moment that he appeared in the trailer and you were like, oh, maybe that's him, I was like, that would be appropriate because he's super creepy. And now that we've seen him in full light.
Ooh,
yep.
So creepy.
Yep. Yep. Well done. And he has a sidekick with a big scar on his face.
And a sort of military.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who lured Winona away, I think, on purpose.
Yes.
Because, you know, he put the bloody handprint on the rodeo thing, mm-hmm. which made her think of her mother, who we got to see. She's in jail in the psych ward.
Yeah. So maybe you guys figured this out, but I'm confused. How did Winona go and visit her, like, in a mountain scene next to a river?
I'm guessing that this prison is on the side of a mountain, and that, you know, they get outdoor time, maybe.
I guess, yeah.
That's my headcanon. It's also possible that they were kind of like, well, this is where she found her, and then halfway through the break, Emily Andrus is like, okay, where has she been? Oh, she's been in prison. Well, we'll just ignore the fact that there was a river. Yeah. Maybe she had a free day.
Maybe, yeah. She could have been a day pass or something. It sounds like she... Well, they said she chose to stay, and she's been there for 8 years, and she doesn't want any parole hearings. She wants to be there.
Because she hears voices in her head, and she was yelling to leave her daughters out of it. They're off limits.
They're off limits.
Do you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Oh, poor Mama Earp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was interesting. I have not seen Megan Follows before, so this is my first time seeing her, and I thought she was really good.
Mm-hmm. It's not... like Anne of Green Gables at all.
You don't say.
Spoiler alert. It was also a little like the evil queen she played in Rain.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Well, and Emily, I saw Emily Andrus say in an interview that she took some perverse pleasure in making Megan Follows swear, which I'm really excited to see.
Oh, that's like, awesome.
Yes. Let's see her swear, because I've never seen her swear on screen.
Yeah, I don't think I have either.
The jail scene also gave us some nice Winona and Dolls like teamwork action. You know, the guys, the Mr. Suit guys, trying to basically tell her off, and you know, she's a felon, blah blah blah, and just in that delightfully fast paced Emily Andrus style, you get like, you know, immediately he pipes up, and then Winona pipes up, and back and forth, and. So good.
Says he's my boss, and he says she's my partner.
Yep.
Oh. We all squeed.
Yep. Yep.
And there's a really odd moment with them in the truck afterwards.
Yeah. It's like he's moving in, not really moving in, but just it's like they're getting into emotional territory, and all of a sudden it's like, yep. Oh, he's out of the car and gone. And
yeah,
it was really abrupt, I found.
I didn't really understand that.
No.
Although I do want a cheeseburger now.
Yeah, that cheeseburger looked pretty
good.
Same
thing. Mm-hmm. We need to go get cheeseburgers.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, so that was strange. Like, where was he going to be going? I didn't really
Well, he
get
followed
it.
Her in a separate car. So that's I guess true. He okay. had to go out and get his truck, and she had to go in her vehicle. So that's fine. But the conversation just like...
He was like,
dropped.
Winona. And then he reached, and then it was like, and I'm bolting out of the car.
Yep. She's just like, she made it kind of a face and was just like, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she seems to be leaning a little jockwards.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she did give Dolls a little kiss at one point.
Like, right at the very beginning.
Right at the beginning. Mm-hmm. It almost made me think maybe they were seeing each other. Just from that little familiar little kiss on the cheek.
Because
I don't think that's not something that was typical.
No.
No.
Well, and with everything going on with her and Doc, like that's, regardless of how they feel about each other, with Alice being gone, that's like a huge void for them to work through. And if they're not dealing with it well on their own, it could be something that drives them apart.
It could be.
Seems to be. But then again, at the end...
And I feel like Winona has this whole time been working really hard to get Doc to open up to her by fighting him all night. Like, you know, whatever she has to do.
Day drinking at 10 a.m.
Yeah. And is that romantically motivated or just being a good friend and good support and good team?
Yep.
right? But then at the end, then we get a kiss, which we all like screamed in delight with.
I couldn't even scream. I've raised both of my arms in the air just in triumph. And yeah, I was too excited to scream even.
There might have been some clapping to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so much clapping and cheering.
It was quite a moment. I mean, honestly, the happiest thing for me would be if like by the end of the season, we get into like comfortable polyamory territory. I would love to see that, because that's something you just don't see on television.
Oh, it's true.
And nope. I know a number of polyamorous couples who are not super public about it because people still get weird about it, but who have really healthy, multiple decade long relationships.
Then we don't even have to choose.
Yeah. Right? I don't want to choose. Don't make us choose.
Exactly. This is, that's.
Oh, Kirsten doesn't want to choose. She was always so on Doc's side, and she just disliked dolls at the beginning.
Well, you know, he's come a long way.
He has.
And I've come a long way.
Mm-hmm. You guys, you've met in the middle, and it's beautiful.
We wear hats together and stuff. Yep.
She is currently wearing a hat.
Yep.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can totally picture Shamir Anderson wearing that hat in one of the Inside Wynonna Earp little mini things.
You can borrow my fedora if you want.
Nice. Yeah. This was just wonderful. I mean, admittedly, we didn't have a terribly long time to wait because we banged our way through seasons one and two in very short order. But still, like, you know, finishing that last episode of season two and being like, no, we can't like immediately watch the next episode, which is the way that we had been going, mm-hmm. was a little bit painful. So it's really fun to dive back in.
Well, you and I, Erica, watched it last summer,
mm-hmm.
or the fall.
I don't
Whenever
exactly
we like
when.
Shortly after the season came out, and then we had to wait a really long time. But I kind of forgotten a lot of what happened. It's almost been so long. Mm-hmm. So
it was just.
I did find it nicely tense though, because that whole fog glamoring mm-hmm. thing just seemed, it happened so fast and so easily.
Yeah.
That it made me think. Like, it just felt a little hopeless. Like, what are we supposed to do if they can just, like, touch everyone and, like, mm-hmm. re-glamour them every 5 seconds? And I was, yeah, it was good.
It mm-hmm. was.
Well done.
Mm-hmm. And it ended with something that is very serious business on a winter road in Alberta, a car crash.
Oh.
Like, an overturned truck.
And Waverly being dragged off, bloody screaming.
Wynonna!
Yep. Yeah, and that's not even the shot that we saw in the trailer.
I know, I was like, that's
no,
not the same
there wasn't
one.
Enough snow. Why are they messing with us?
So at some point later in the season, we will once again see Waverly dragged off in the snow with a bunch of blood screaming, Wynonna!
Stop dragging Waverly!
Right?
Well, and one of the still big mysteries is we don't know who she is.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So maybe that has something to do with who she is. Maybe she's also.
And she never even got to find out about her mother. Or, you know, if that's her mother, but, you know, their mom, because but apparently it was all a lie that their mom ran off.
Yeah. So, yeah, that Wynonna basically told, well, her dad said to tell Waverly, your mother ran off. She's actually.
Is that better?
I don't know.
Your mom's been locked up in jail, or your mom left you on purpose.
Because she doesn't love you.
Well, and we don't know why she's been locked up in jail.
No,
we don't.
Wynonna didn't even know. And then they didn't tell us.
No, but I feel like Waverly, in that split second before the accident, she did say something about prison. Like,
yeah, so
Wynonna handed her something, mm-hmm. and she said something about prison, and then
maybe she
they hit
out.
Something, because there was a sound.
Yep. Could have been
It could have been a deer.
An elk, perhaps?
An elk.
I'm guessing it was an elk.
I don't think it was a moose.
Whoever dragging them off.
Or it could have been,
getting in the way.
It wasn't a moose because, like, you could see that the truck was still kind of intact.
I know. It would have, like, destroyed their windshield if it had been a moose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Welcome to Alberta.
Yeah, they would have probably both been dead because, like, it would have taken out the moose's legs. And
the moose.
They don't mess around.
The moose is going to win. Mm-hmm. Probably actually neither of you will win.
I've never actually still seen a moose since I've been here. I like to joke with Stephen, my spouse, that I don't believe they exist. He's never seen a bear, so he says that bears don't exist.
Oh.
Whereas I've seen tons of bears because they're all over northern Wisconsin.
Yeah, I've seen bears, but also when I've been backpacking, I've run into several moose, and I almost think they're scarier than the bears because mm-hmm. they're freaking.
They're so
huge
and they're crazy.
Yeah.
They're a little crazy.
But they're like taller than you are.
Maybe I don't want to be a moose,
but they're
maybe just
at the same time
pictures.
Beautiful. Gorgeous, even though they're
what's
kind of homely.
What's the proper protocol if you run into if you see a moose while you're hiking? You just slowly walk away. Or?
Don't make eye contact.
Oh,
give them a good, mm-hmm. range of.
Okay. Because I know with a bear, you're supposed to, like, you know, don't wave your arms, but sort of like put them out and talk to the bear and slowly back away so you can.
And like, try and make yourself big, I think, yeah, for bears. Exactly. Just sort of like be like, I'm not afraid of you. I'm bigger than you.
I'm making noise. I'm not a prey animal.
Exactly. Yeah.
See, this is the kind of educational
the
content.
Useful information we can give you how to pass a moose. No, I've passed a moose on trails, but they've been far enough away where I felt comfortable doing it. Mm-hmm. I think if I got too close, I might back up and go away, but just kind of give them good, clear range.
Yeah, I've only seen them from the safety of my car. Mm-hmm. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I'd be fine.
I've never run into, knocking on wood, a bear in the backcountry. I would be like,
That would be much.
I have seen them from the car.
I believe they exist. I don't need to see one that close.
Yeah, I've seen them in cars. And
if you're a tourist, don't pull over your car and get out and go look at the bears.
No,
that's
don't
bad.
Feed the bears. No. Don't feed any bears. Of the animals. Not even the chipmunks.
We haven't had any moose in Winona Earp yet, have we?
It's true.
We have had a bear. Mm-mm. It was a shapeshifter. It was a big bear.
And when we watched the extras, we learned it was a real bear.
It was a real bear.
Ooh. Intense. All right. Well, usually when we get this far off of the show itself and into Canadiana, that's when it's time to call it quits. Unless you guys have anything else that you want to mention about this really exciting premiere before we mosey.
No, I just think there's lots to look forward to in the whole new season.
Mm-hmm. Hear, hear.
Bring on season 3.
All right. Well, if you would like to find us online, please come and tweet at us. We're at @erp_chirp. At the moment, we're trying to get at Herb Chirp, but we'll see what that happens.
It's a long story.
Yeah, it is. And you can find us online at herbchirp.com. And yeah, I guess that's all. We're on the Incomparable Network. We love it. Thank you, Incomparable Network. There's a bunch of other good shows you should also check out. And until next time,
lights out, bitch.